polar clowns.
The kids seem very excited, Stu.
What kid doesn't love the circus? And backstage passes.
This is gonna be terrible.
Don't worry, Chucky. We're gonna be right there with you. Maybe there won't even be any clowns at the circus.
Of course there's clowns at the circus, Phil. That's where they live.
And I want a choppy snow globe, and a flower twisty balloon, and a fluffy pink elephant, and that. I want a dress just like that.
That's only for the circus performers, sweetheart.
But I could be in the circus, Daddy.
Of course you could, Princess.
And big pets, too.
I want to live in the circus.
Yeah, me too.
You can't live in the circus. Don't you babies know anything? You have to have a special talent, like me.
You got some special talent, Angelica?
Yeah, you're the babies.
She is good.
Look, a ring of fire.
And tigers, real tigers.
I hope the kids love the circus as much as we did, bro.
You hated the circus.
Only after you dunked my face in the cotton candy machine. Ah!
See, Chucky, this isn't so bad.
Yeah, just one clown way down there.
Maybe it won't be so bad.
Don't be scared, Chucky. Clowns are just like regular people, only funnier.
But how come they got big scary hair and big scary feet and big scary faces?
Yeah, how come, honey?
Maybe they're just born that way.
You mean there's baby clowns?
Sure. There got to be baby clowns if there's grown-up clowns.
Great. Now I have to be scared about baby clowns, too.
Lil, you ever seen baby clowns?
Nope.
Maybe you just never knowed what to look for. First thing, you gotta find his big red hair.
Like Chucky's. You mean Chucky's a clown?
Afraid so, babies.
That's not true, Angelica. Lots of peoples have hair like Chucky's. Clowns got other things like,
like big red lips?
And what are you guys staring at?
Just a clown.
Where?
No, we weren't staring at clowns, Chucky. We were just saying clowns is nice.
They could even be your bestest friend.
Dobby, I don't want to be any kind of friend with a clown. They got big crazy hair and a scary smile that never goes away.
Look, kids, it's the Flying Galenzas. Let's get their autographs.
I saw them first.
Big deal. I can do that.
Very, very nice, sweetheart. But these are the world-famous Flying Galenzas.
Could you make it to my biggest little fan, Stewie? It's for my son.
Look, Chucky, I bought you a circus souvenir.
Oh, great! Clown shoes! Just what I don't need.
We better tell Chucky he's turning into a clown before he finds out from somebody else.
Wait, Kimmy. I don't think you know Chucky as good as we do. Besides, he's turning into a clown pretty slow.
Yeah, he probably won't be a clown for another 67 years. I'll tell him then.
Oops, time's up.
You guys are staring at me funny again.
That's good. You're a funny guy.
Oh, yeah? Am I a clown? Do I make you laugh?
No, Jackie, it would feel mean as if you was a clown. You'd be the bestest one ever.
Yeah, where did he come from? Oh, no! It's me! Oh, I turned into a clown! How could I be a clown?
Maybe you were always a clown and never knew it.
Tommy, these are the kinds of things a kid knows about!
I'll still be your sister, even if you are a clown.
And you can even do tricks at my birthday party.
I want them at my party, Philip.
Mine, Lillian.
Mine!
Wait a second, guys. I can't be a clown. Wouldn't my daddy have to be a clown, too? And my daddy's not a clown.
He's not a clown.
Nope. I'm a baby clown! I'm gonna be scared of myself forever!
Shake it, Rubens! That's easy!
Chucky, think of all the good things you could do.
Like what? If you ever wanted flowers, you could pull them from your ear.
And you get to drive a funny little car.
Oh, and if someone gets in your way, you honk your nose and they'll move over. Honk, honk.
Oh, quit trying to cheer me up, guys. I'm a cloud. That's not funny. Oh, it's the worstest thing that could happen to me.
There goes one brave clown baby.
Come on, kids. Don't want the circus to start without us.
Where's Chucky?
You can't take your eyes off them for a second, Chaz.
Hey, where's Angelica?
You take Kimmy and the kids, and I'll find Chucky. Out there, Chucky. You're not a cloud. Oh, let me get something to wipe that off.
I'm not a cloud.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I call your attention high above the center ring.
I can be a garbanzo. Give me that thing. I don't want to be in the circus.
Angelica!
Can I still get a twisty balloon?
So I figured out I'm not really a clown, and I'm actually starting to like the circus. But of course, we're never coming back, right?
Ah, you are brave out there, Chucky.
And funny, too.
Well, I'm kind of thinking baby clowns aren't so scary after all.
frog again.
The award goes to Cynthia P.I.
Thank you, really. Thank you.
Cynthia P.I. is winning all the rewards. Someday I'm going to win all the rewards and dress like a Christmas tree. Right, Fluffy? And I'm not going to thank you.
Thank you.
Really, Stu, there's no reason to trouble yourself.
Somebody's got to have the very first pickle stovetop pot washer. Why not my very own Burly? An installation is a snap.
Professor Claude, who believed in my hair when no one else did.
So she already got some rewards. Why is she still standing there?
Because when you get a reward, you get to make a speech.
Thank you.
What's a speech?
A speech is a really, really long way to say thanks for stuff.
I could say thanks for a really, really long time. Especially if I felt specially special.
I want to feel specially special, too.
Let's have our own reward show. Then we can feel specially special.
Yay!
Don't worry, I'll have this fixed in no time.
But my stove wasn't broken.
You know my motto, bro. Just because something isn't broken doesn't mean you can't fix it.
We got enough stuff to make plenty of rewards. Everybody's going to feel specially special. I guess we got our first winner.
Wow, that was a short speech.
I want my reward to be for the bestest brother.
Sorry, Chucky, but that one's going to be mine. Right, my prettiest sister, Lillian?
You're gonna need a lot more worms than that, Philip.
I want this reward. It's gonna be for bestest hair.
Sorry, that one's mine, too.
Don't worry, Kimmy. We got lots of rewards. I think we'll all win one.
Yeah, but I'm gonna win the most.
Not us, Philip. I am.
Not on Lillian, I am.
Now you're not gonna win the bestest brother reward for sure.
I mean, that's a very pretty dress, Lillian.
Oh, thank you, Philip.
I kinda wanna win the bestest brother reward. I'm a pretty good brother.
You think so?
Ah, Susie Carmichael. I suppose you came over to bring me my Cynthia Dream Blimp you've had for forever.
I gave that back to you a long time ago, Angelica.
Not like my Gummy Bear Snow Globe you never gave back.
You can have your dumb snowy thingy.
The envelope, please.
It was right here.
Sure it was. You're just gonna keep it till I give back your dumb blimp.
Now, really, I'm telling the truth.
Thank you so much.
It happens. Sometimes. And
Angelica, can you help us pick who wins our rewards?
Sure, that's easy.
Me, I get them all.
That's not how it works, Angelica. I'll help you guys. I'm gonna play with kids who don't tell lies.
Good. More TV for me to watch.
Perfect. Let's give it a try. It still has a few bugs.
A few? A picnic in the bayou has less bugs.
If I just find my measuring thingy, I can make a few adjustments.
Dog!
Thanks, champ. You will have your stove of the future in no time. You're really gonna thank me for this.
Yes, Stu. You're the best brother ever.
I guess the bestest brother reward goes to my daddy. He probably feels specially special right now. And now, the bestest hair reward. Me and Dilly probably won't get this one.
Don't worry, Chucky. I'll thank you when I win.
No, no, and I'll thank you when I win, Kimmy.
Thank you. I thank you. My hair thanks you.
Hey, Fluffy, isn't that your water bowl? You didn't give that to those babies, did you?
And the bestest hair reward goes to... Okay, I guess the reward for the bestest hair goes to Fluffy! Cause she got the mostest hair.
It's not even real hair! It's fur! Hip!
I'm really happy for Fluffy.
And expecting the reward for Fluffy is me! You didn't want nothing to do with our baby rewards, member? And besides, that's Fluffy's reward.
Well, she asked me to accept it for her because she loves me so much.
Hey, give me that, Furball Face! Give me that!
Okay, we're back. And now, the most importantest reward of all, Bestest Friend! Any of us could win this one. The winner of the Bestest Friend reward is...
Angelica.
Angelica? I was Robert.
I would like to give this reward to Angelica because she really did tell me the truth. And that's what best friends do. I'm sorry I didn't believe you.
I don't want your dumb smelly thing. But now that we're friends again, you can ask me all the important stuffs about winning my reward.
Look at the bright side. Your kitchen has a skylight now.
It's called a hole, Stu. A hole!
I guess the show is over.
I don't think any of us got it to feel specially special.
And all we got left is this shoe.
The bestest food award! Thank you. And my foot, thanks you. Of course, I want to thank all the little peoples, you know, the other babies, and my mommy and daddy, and Reptar for believing in me when no one else
did. I don't think that's really a reward, Phil. It's not on a plate.
But none of us want any rewards.
We don't need rewards to feel specially special. We know Phil and Lil are the best at doing gross stuffs. You're pretty good too, Dilly. And Chucky, you're great at being scaredy. And Kimmy, you're the best at finding fun stuff to do. See? We don't need rewards to know any of that.
Hey, I think I feel pretty special now.
Yeah, right.
And Tommy, you're the best friend a baby could have.
Oh, yeah? Am I a cloud? Do I make you laugh?